Yo, what's poppin', everybody? It's the Prophet Najee, and you are tuned in to another episode of Real Talk, you dig? And I'm on the road. Yo, tonight's late night topic is you make the situation. The situation don't make you. You feel me? I gotta go ahead and keep it real, man. Hey, look, man, everyone goes through bullshit in life, bro. I go through bullshit, you go through bullshit, we all go through bullshit, bro. Let's just keep it real with ourselves, man. Life ain't perfect at all, bro. I'm not gonna lie to you. Right now, I'm in my own situation, you feel me? Like, life is, you know, been throwing this punches and shit. But, I mean, I'm pretty sure you can relate, you know what I'm saying? Whatever situation that you might be going through, whatever the case may be, you know, we all understand that we go through life sometimes. But I'm gonna just, you know, keep it real with you real quick. I've been reading The Power of Now, and I know I suggested that last time I made a podcast, but The Power of Now really has a lot of, like, gems. I really suggest you guys read that book. In that book, it just really describes how, you know, we are not our problems, if you understand what I mean. And what I mean by that is we tend to attach ourselves to life situations, whether they be good or bad, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes, really most times, we attach ourselves to the bad situations that happen to us in life, you know what I'm saying? So for instance, you know, like, let's just say, you know, you might be facing some shit in school, failing or something like that, you know what I'm saying? Or something out of life just happens out of nowhere that you really almost can't control, you feel me? Or, I don't know, maybe a late bill or some shit, I don't know. You know, your lights get cut off, your gas stop, your car just stops out of nowhere, you feel me? Like, you know, that type of shit, you know? The thing is, though, you have to understand that you are not your problem. You are not the problem that's happening at the current moment. See, the thing is, it's not really a problem at the same time. You have to understand, it's just a situation that you're in. It's a life situation, you feel me? And in that instance, when you really think about it, you just understand that you don't have to attach yourself to that certain problem and that certain issue, you know? The most important thing is to look at your situations, good or bad, and just take them for what they are and keep pushing. You feel me? You don't have to attach yourself to the bad, because once you do, then your mind starts overthinking so much and your mind starts going, you know, from one thing to the other. And you really don't get your peace of mind until that problem is solved. But really, if you just take the time to step back and look at the situation, you can understand that you can approach it the way that you need to approach it and understand that it's not forever. It's temporary. It's like, okay, life is like, I bet I'm about to hand you this bullshit right here. I want to see what you're going to do with it. You know what I'm saying? And when you really think about it like that, like, I mean, honestly, for the longest amount of time, before I even read this book, before I even really got on this tip of thinking, it's like, you know, I used to really attach myself to all my problems, and I really used to be stressing myself out. I used to really be so stressed, bro. You don't understand, like, goddamn. But I got to keep it real. When I started not to attach myself to any of my problems, life became so much simpler, because I took it at face value. Like, okay, this is happening. All right, well, it has to get taken care of, you know, and the time that needs to be taken care of, you know, it's just a situation that I know is not going to be forever. It's only temporary. So when you start really thinking like that and start developing the mindset that not everything is going to last forever, then you start to really see that everything that is a problem doesn't necessarily have to even be a problem. It's just a situation that's temporary that you just have to, you know, tackled at the current moment, you know. And it's just like, it's just life. Everyone goes through it. Nothing in life is ever going to go smooth. Nothing in life is ever going to be a clear road. Nothing like that. We all face curves, bumps, hills, all types of bullshit before we can ever really reach a state of glory, I'll say. And even when you even get to that state of glory, you know what I'm saying, you're still going to face bullshit, you know. So all I got to say is really, like, don't let the situation make you. You make the situation. You dig? We all have the power to manipulate our situations and be able to really, really take advantage of the fact that we can really manipulate anything that we want to. You know what I'm saying? So when you have the mindset and approach it in a very positive manner, things start to look up. You know what I'm saying? That's really all I really have, bro. Like, I just really, you know, hope everyone stays blessed. It's a late night. I really be trying to have these junks done at Friday nights, but I mean, hell, early in the morning on Saturday is almost the same thing. The sun ain't came up. You dig? So it's still Friday night to me, but I hope everyone is blessed. I hope everyone stays safe. You feel me? Remember, bruh, make the situation. Don't let the situation make you. I hope everyone stays blessed. You dig? You dig?